football on off the ball.
That was huge for them because they're going to hype this up, and they did hype this up, as like Alan Shearer and Guy Mowbray said after the game, the greatest English result in a World Cup since 66. Yeah, and one of the greatest English performances.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Galway Camogie's Niamh McPeak is the PWC GPA Player of the Month for June. Delighted to say she's on the line with us now. Niamh, how are you?
Hello, how are you?
Very good, thank you. Before we get into the Camogie chat, as a Cork person, I have to offer my congratulations on the hurling win at the weekend. Were you in Croke Park?
I was, yeah. Yeah, they were class. It was a great game. But yeah, I'm sure they're looking forward to the All-Ireland now.
It must instill a little bit of confidence in Galway people as a whole. You've got yourselves, your lady footballers, beat Mayo at the weekend. Three teams still in the hunt for an All-Ireland.
Yeah, it's unbelievable in fairness. You know, the ladies had a great win over Mayo at the weekend. And then with the lads winning over Cork, it was two great wins. So hopefully we can follow suit now in 2 weeks' time against Kilkenny.
2026 so far has been a great year for Galway Camogie. Before I touch on that, first I have to chat to you about 2025, which was probably the complete opposite for you, recovering from an ACL injury.
Yeah, I suppose it was tough being injured, especially with the girls winning, but it was still unbelievable to be part of the team when they won. And I was just so glad for them. You know, they trained so hard all year throughout the league and for the championship as well. So I was so glad for them that they got over the line on the day, and you know, they're unbelievable. But yeah, it was still great to be part of.
Yourself and Anya Keane were both doing the rehab together at the same time. Used to come in alongside the team as well and try and get that done? Were you involved with the team for the entire year?
Yeah, we both were. You know, it probably helped having Anya there. The two of us were able to kind of bounce off each other. You know, and we always had each other. You know, if she was kind of finding it tough or I was finding it tough, the two of us had each other, and you know, we were both still involved with the team, so it was really nice to be part of, and to be up there when the girls won. It was class.
Must have been a fairly special moment then this year when you were both back on the pitch.
Yeah, it was nice. It was nice to be back. Nice to be back together as well. And yeah, I was just delighted to be back lining out with the girls and back on the team. So yeah, it's been good so far.
Do you think you have a different approach to games now, having had to spend it, especially like something like an ACL, a year on the sidelines?
I suppose you probably do, yeah. I probably play with a bit more freedom. I don't think I'm overthinking it as much as I probably was before I got injured. You know, you're kind of just, you feel lucky to be out on the pitch any day you're out there. Because I suppose any time I look back on last year, you know, I would have given an arm and a leg to be out in the field. So yeah, it's good to be back on the pitch.
Do you find you'd learned anything from watching the game for a year? You know, it's always easier to watch in the stands even than maybe on the sideline, because you're looking at the game as a whole.
Yeah, I suppose you do learn. I suppose you see how quickly the game moves. And I suppose that's probably something I worked on while I was injured. You know, and you see the physicality of it and how physical the girls are out in the field. You know, being injured probably gave me a bit of time to get a good block of gym work done, which was important as well, and has probably stood to me this year.
Especially with the new rules on contact coming in, have you noticed a big difference?
Yeah, definitely. The game has definitely gotten a lot more physical. But, you know, it's making the game more enjoyable. We're all enjoying it. So, yeah, no, it is. It's class.
The different Camogie structure this year, yourselves and the other semi-finalists from last year going into Group 1, you got off to a bit of a rocky start against Cork. Something that you'd never really hear anyone saying in a Galway Camogie setup was maybe that lacked a little bit of fight. But you'd had a big layoff beforehand. You know, you hadn't played in something like 6 or 8 weeks. Do you think that was a big factor in that day?
Maybe it was. I don't think we have really any excuses for it. You know, we were really disappointed on the day. You know, we weren't good enough. But you know, Cork were unbelievable. You know, they've got to a new level this year. And I suppose that's probably a level that we need to try get to that level that they brought that day. You know, I'm sure taking loads of confidence from the championship that they've had. You know, they have 3 out of 3 wins, which is an unbelievable stat to have. So yeah, we were really disappointed. It could have been maybe that we had a big break from the league. You know, we don't have a provincial championship But we have no excuses either. You know, we weren't good enough on the day, and you know, we're still working on things that we found were quite poor that day. So yeah, we still have lots to improve on.
You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you may not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary.
On this show, as entrepreneurs, we often talk about the courage it takes to start something from scratch. Every successful brand begins with a vision, a purpose, and someone willing to take a chance on an idea. And while every founder's journey is different, many share the same determination to overcome obstacles, innovate, and build something meaningful from the ground up. That's why I always enjoy hearing founder stories, because behind every product is a real person who has invested time, energy, and passion into building something meaningful. Walmart is helping customers discover products from thousands of small brands while giving founders opportunities to grow, reach new communities, and share the stories behind their businesses. By making it easier to discover these brands, Walmart helps connect customers with innovative products and the entrepreneurs whose passion, resilience, and creativity help bring them to market. So whether you're an entrepreneur yourself or a dream driver looking to be inspired, it's exciting to see more opportunities for small brands to be discovered. Visit Walmart.com to learn more about the small brands and founder stories available in your community.
You came out then with a close one victory over Waterford and a brilliant performance against Tipperary. You were player of the match for both of those games. What changes in that week between the Cork game and the Waterford game?
We were obviously so disappointed after the Cork game, but you know, you don't have, I think it was only a week we had, so you don't really have much time to think about it. You know, we didn't have much time to get much done in training, because obviously we were playing that weekend. We knew going down to Walsh Park it was going to be a huge battle, but I suppose we probably worked that bit harder and brought a bit more fight to it. And then, you know, we had 2 weeks off then before Tipperary, so we probably got a bit of work done in training. And thankfully, we improved again against Tipperary and got a good win, so picked up a bit of momentum.
You're scoring freely throughout this year. I mean, 5 points from play against Waterford, 2 goals against Tipperary. Do you think some of that is coming down to the freedom that you spoke about earlier? You're not overthinking things and you're just having a crack at the shot?
Maybe, yeah, I suppose probably is. But you know, we've great forwards on the team and great backs. You know, the backs are always giving us great ball. And then, you know, you're playing with the likes of Ailish, Aoife, Carey. Like, it's easy play off them, you know. They have so much experience and they're always going to give you a good ball. So it's probably easier to get into good positions when you're playing with girls that have such good experience behind them.
Ailish, that was her first start that day against Waterford. She came back after a winter playing basketball. How big was it to have Ailish coming back into the setup?
Oh, it was class. You know, Ailish has played with Galway for so long, and she's been such a standout player for Galway for so long. So to have her back and have her experience back in the team is unbelievable. You know, she brought a great boost to the team and to the panel.
Were you watching the Camogie quarterfinals closely then over the weekend?
I suppose we were. There were two very good games, and we obviously drew Kilkenny. You know, I thought they were unbelievable against Waterford. They brought it to extra time. You know, we're under no illusions. They're going to be a really good side. You know, I think they have 6 out of 6 wins now in the championship, which is an unbelievable stat. You know, they've double the amount of games played that we have. You know, we only played 3; they've played 6. So I'm sure they've really good momentum come behind them and have great confidence coming into the game. So yeah, it's going to be a really, really tough battle.
The last time Galway have played Kilkenny in a knockout Camogie game, not including round robins, was 2022 when Kilkenny went on to win it. So you probably don't have much knockout experience playing Kilkenny?
No, definitely not. Yeah, 2022 was the last time that we played them. So yeah, it's going to be really tough. And as I said, they have so much momentum come behind them after an unbelievable championship. You know, they've had really comprehensive wins in the group games, and then they were really, really good at the weekend against Waterford. You know, Waterford are an unbelievable side, and you know, they came out on top after extra time. So yeah, it's going to be tough.
That 2022 would have been a special year for you, intermediate All-Ireland champions with Galway.
Yeah, 2022 was a good year. A lot of us now have moved on to the senior panel from that year. So yeah, it was a great stepping stone, I suppose, for a lot of us.
If you're looking back, I just have a quick check at the programmes. I mean, you have yourself and Ciara Hickey, who's starting centre-back for you. You were both soaring stars that year, and Cathal Murray would have been the manager as well.
Yeah, a lot of
continuation coming on. So, and even from underage, you would have played with Áine Keane, Niamh Nyland, all of these girls now on the panel, which it's a great sign that players are progressing from underage to intermediate all the way through to senior.
Yeah, no, it is. It's very good. I suppose it's probably, girls are probably more comfortable as well with each other, because, you know, we've played with each other for so long at this stage. But yeah, the intermediate was a great stepping stone for us, as I said. And now we have that, you know, with the 23s. It's a great championship for girls to have, you know, to get in there, get experience training on a county team, and then, you know, hopefully in turn make the step up to senior level.
And just a word on Cathal Murray, if you don't mind, Niamh. He would have been your manager that year at the All-Ireland final as well. He brings such passion and fight to the sidelines. What is he like to have as a manager?
Cathal, yeah, he's class, in fairness. You know, his record as a manager speaks for itself, I suppose. You know, he's very easygoing at the same time. You know, he wouldn't be putting pressure on anyone. So I suppose he makes it that bit easier to play under him, because there's pressure on no one. I think I said it after one of the matches. He doesn't talk really about results. He's always looking and pushing us for a performance. So that's a really positive with him. You know, no one feels under pressure going out playing. You know, he wants you to express yourself when you're out in the field. And I think that's really important, you know, for him as a manager, that we're going out and, you know, we're enjoying playing, and we, you know, we're playing to the best that we can, and that we're all comfortable out there. So yeah, no, he's class, in fairness.
Looking forward now to the semi-finals. They'll be played as part of a doubleheader in Semple Stadium. The home of hurling, some might call it. You must be really looking forward to it.
Yeah, no, really looking forward to it now. You know, as I said, Kilkenny are going to be really, really tough. They had a great win at the weekend and, you know, have so much momentum coming behind them. But yeah, listen, it's where you want to be, I suppose, at this stage of the year. You want to be in semi-finals and you want to be competing. So yeah, really looking forward to it.
Well, you have the very best luck in that game. Thanks very much.
Thanks a million. Thank you.